Open windows, January the 26th. Our inheritance is in Christ. To me to live is Christ. Philippians 1:21. In the wilderness, the whole of our natural life is brought out, and we come to know our weakness and emptiness, that we have nothing. Thus it is that we now find everything in Christ, and so can go over and possess. What is the secret of possession, of coming into our inheritance? It is that we have come to the place where all things are in Christ, and he is everything, our very life and being. Our flesh is cut off, and we know as the deepest thing of our being that unless God does everything in us by his Spirit, all is of no value. We must come to an end of our own working in order to come into his fullness. It is so easy to sit down in our weakness and nurse ourselves, but the Lord says at that point, arise and possess. Your inheritance is not here on earth. It is in Christ, in the heavenlies. Not in yourself. Your fullness is in him. It is ever his fullness over against your emptiness. His strength over against your weakness. Your inheritance is all he is, as typified to Israel by the land flowing with milk and honey. Paul says of Timothy, he worketh the work of the Lord, in 1 Corinthians 16:10. There is to be an end of our works, so far as we are concerned. Nothing of us, as out from ourselves, but God says, in effect, with your nothingness, I will possess the heavens and the earth. Oh, to be such a people, chastened and emptied of self, for the Holy Spirit, by his energies, to display the moral glories of the Lord Jesus in us, and so through us, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers might be made known through the church the manifold wisdom of God, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace, for we are his workmanship.